Yeah, we're holding on Mem Gimel Amud Bey's five lines from the bottom. We were talking about a machloikas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether if a person eats taruvas chametz on Pesach, is he over on a lav, or is he not over on anything at all on a daraisa level, at least, or at least not anything that would be mechayev him any kind of punishment. So we said Rabbi Eliezer says he is chayev, and he learned, ultimately we said, he learns from the word kol, that it says by chametz, ki kol oichol machmetzis, or kol machmetzis lo sichelu, that from that we learn that also tarov is chametz. Whereas the chachamim, we said, the chachamim, we said, disagree, they don't daushin from a word kol by itself, they only daushin ki kol, and they need that in order to tell us that women are also to eat chametz, and therefore chayiv to eat matzah, whereas Rabbi Eliezer has both kol and ki kol. Okay. So now, in connection with that, we mentioned also something. We mentioned also a point about, we know the Torah tells us that you're not allowed to be makruv a mincha that is chometz. Ki chosa over chol dvash lo yisaktir mimenu isha l'Hashem. And we said that we learned that applies to kuloi, miktsasai, or eruvai. So kulay means if the whole thing is chametz, miktsase would be part of it, eruvay would be a mixture of it. We said that Tosfos referred to a Gemara in Menachos that explains that you have a machloikas abaya and rova, what those words mean. Good morning, Avraham Moshe. What those mean. Abaya had said kuloi means if you have, according to Abaya, a koimetz does not have to be the minimum size of the koimetz of a mincha. According to Abaya, is only one kezayis. So kuloi would be if the whole thing, though, the entire kezayis is chametz. Miktsase would be if a half a kezayis of it is chametz. And eruvay would be and eruvay would be if the koimetz is mixed with another mincha. According to Rava, we said there that Tosfos had mentioned, again from that Gemara, that according to Rava, the minimum size of a koimetz is two kezesim. Therefore, he says, kuloi would mean the entire two kezesim. Miktsase would be one kezias out of the two. And Taruv and Eruvai again would be if it's mixed with another mincha. The point of the argument being, first of all, two things. Number one, can the koimetz be less than two kezesim in size? Abaya says yes. Rava says no. But also, if a person is burning less than a kezias of chametz on the mizbeach, is he chayev? According to Abaya, yes, and according to Rava, no. So now we're going to have a discussion about Isurim Shabbat Torah, which eventually we're going to get to Chometz as well, which relates to that point about the drosha from Kol that we said yesterday, that Rabbi Eliezer has the drosha from Kol and learns Tarubis, and it's also going to relate to that Machlokas Abaya and Rava about the Korban Mincha. So Amar Rabba Bohu, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Kol isurim Shabbat Torah ain hetem itzdarif leisur. With most isurim Shabbat Torah, the heter does not combine with the isur. Which means Rashi says, let's say for example chaylev. If a person eats a kezayis chaylev, he's chayev. But let's say he eats a half kezayis of chaylev and a half kezayis of meat together. We don't say that he's going to be chayev because he ate a full kezayis. Chutz me isurim nazir. With the exception of the isurim of a nazir, when we say that a nazir is not allowed to drink, is not allowed to eat grapes or drink wine, so if a nazir were to eat a half kezias of grapes and a half kezias of bread together, then he would be chayev. Shari omar Torah mishras. The reason is because the Torah says by the nazir that he's not allowed to eat mishras of grapes. Mishras is meloshen shriya, meloshen shara. Like soaking, yeah. So it means, in other words, even for example, let's say he soaked bread in wine, then, now Rashi says, if you have a kezias of wine there, then of course he's chayev, there's no chiddush in it. So therefore, it has to be that what we're saying is that even though there's not a kezias of wine absorbed into the bread, but you have the bread and the wine together combined to make up a kezias, nevertheless, he's chayev. So, So yeah, so only by Isur and Nazir, but not by other Isur and Shabbat Torah. Now, Rashi is learning over here that this matter of Heter Mitzdaref Le'Isur applies even if they're not mixed together. Because his example over here is Chelev and Chelev and meat, or grapes and or grapes and bread. Tosfos and many other Rishonim disagree with Rashi on that and say that to have Heter Mitzdaref Le'Isur, you would have to have that they are blended together. Later on, we're going to talk about the matter of Tam Ke'iker, where you don't necessarily have the mamoshus of the Isser, just the Tam of it. Here we're talking about you have the mamoshus, the actual substance of the Isser, mixed together with the Heter, and then we say that the Heter, then we say Heter Mitzdaref Le'Isur when it comes to Nozer. So that's the point. According to Rashi, we're saying that it's Hetzem and Stadif Le'Isser, even if they're not combined together, even if it's just you happen to be eating them both at the same time. According to Tosfos and everybody else, it's only if the Heter and the Isser are joined together somehow. For example, in the example of the Nazir, we're saying he dips bread in wine and then the bread soaks up wine. In the case of other Isurim, we'd be talking about, let's say, for example, you cooked chaylev together with meat, and some of the chaylev is absorbed into the meat, then we wouldn't say hetem etzadaf leiser. We wouldn't be mechayev him unless he actually eats a kezias of chaylev. This whole thing of hetem etzadaf leiser, which we're going to be discussing now, and also tam keikker, is a little bit hairy, actually. I mean, to understand the distinction between them, we'll see what we can do with it. Anyway, the Gemara says, Uzi'iri Omar af sa'ur bal taktiru. Now, Zairi says, here's another exception where Heter Mitzdaref Le'Isur is the case of not bringing a korban mincha that's chometz. Where you would say if the half kezias is sa'ur and the half kezias is matzah and they're not mixed together, still the person would be chayav for offering it on the mizbeach. Now, here's where Tosfos asks, one of Tosfos's questions on Rashi is, we had the shitta of Abaya and of Rava. According to Abaya, we're saying that yesh haktara b'pachas mekezayis, even offering less than a kezayis of chometz is enough to be mechayev a person. And we had Rava saying that no, only if it's a full kezayis, because he holds that the kometz has to be at least two kezayisim. And we're saying if half of it is, it comes out then that Zairi is the third opinion. Now, okay, Zairi being an Amora is entitled to argue with Abaya and Rava, but we don't find him brought up in that Gemara and Menachos at all, which should be the place where if he has a third opinion on the subject, then we should have him over there. So because of that, plus a couple of other questions that Tosfos has on Rashi is saying what we're saying is that, yeah, he's saying Heter Mitzdaref Le'Isur. He's saying he agrees with Rava. In other words, he would say that Rava is saying you have to be makriv and a complete kezias in order to be chayev, not like Abaya. So Zairi is telling us, you should know, I do say a little bit differently than Rava. You don't need a full kezias of sa'ur to be chayev. It's enough that you have half kezias of sa'ur mixed in with half kezias of matzah of the koimetz. Okay, so the Gemara says, Keman Kerab Eliezer. Now, who is Zairi going like when he's saying that if a person, that in this case, with the mincha, the person would be chayev, seems to be Kerab Eliezer, the Dorish Kol. That seems to be specifically like Rabbi Eliezer. That seems to be like Rabbi Eliezer, who darshens the word Kol. Well, if that's the case, l'inyan chometz for Pesach nami, shouldn't the same thing apply to chometz? We just said before that Rabbi Eliezer darshens the word kol by chometz, kol machmetzes loisichelu, and says that you learn from that taruvas chometz, so the same logic should apply. So therefore, you should say heter mitzdaref le'Isur. So why is Zairi, so as you have again, Rabbi Yochanan saying only by Nazir, Zairi saying also by being makriv a mincha, according to Zairi, If he's learning like Rabbi Eliezer, then he should be adding chometz for Pesach as well. And in fact, some of the Rishonim say that the question would not only be on chometz for Pesach; the question would be on many different isurim in the Torah where the Torah uses the word kol. For example, blood. The Torah tells us kol dam lo seichlu. By the same logic, you should, if Rabbi Eliezer is going to dash in the word kol, we should say hekem et stadef le isur there also. So if a person were to eat a half kezias of blood and a half a kazayas of something else, or according to all the other Rishonim other than Rashi, a half a kazayas of blood mixed with something else, then he should be chayiv. On the other hand, I think the Meiri says maybe not. Maybe by those other things, we have other things we can darshan from the word kol only by Chometz Pesach, did we say that Rabbi Eliezer is darshaning Tarovus from it. But anyway, if Zeiri holds that, we're saying that we have the concept of hetem et stadef le'isser by that because of kol, then the same thing should apply to chometz. The Gemara says einochanami. Indeed, Zeiri would say that by chometz or pesach hetem et stadef le'isser. The reason why he mentions specifically seir is ula pukim idabaya, because he wants to tell us not like Abaya, d'amar yeshach total apochus mikazayis. As we learned before, Abaya holds that a person can be chayav for offering on the mizbeach even less than a kazayis of seor. Kamash malon de haktara lav apochus mikazayis. Therefore, Zeiri wants us to know that no, by definition, haktara has to involve a kazayis. Now, again, according to Rashi, you would say that Zeiri, in effect, is a third opinion. You have Abaya saying that less than a kazayas is enough to be mechayivim. Rava saying only if it's a full kazayas of Sa'ur. And Zeiri saying even if it's half of one and half of the other. According to Tosfos, Zeiri is saying almost completely like Rava. But Rava was saying that you need a full kazayas. And Zeiri is saying you should know that kazayas can be partially made up of matzah. It doesn't have to be a whole kazayas of Sa'ur. But in other words, not to say that Zeiri is saying that this concept doesn't apply to chametz. In fact, Zeiri would say it does apply to chametz as well. He's just mentioning it by Sa'ur. He's just mentioning it by a korban mincha in order to tell us that he doesn't hold like Abaya. But by chametz, he didn't need to mention that point. But that is how it is. So Abaya, we said, by a korban mincha would hold that you don't even need that. A person is makriv on the mizbeach less than a kazayas of Sa'ur, he would be chayiv. Rava is saying you need a full kazayas. So, and Zeiri is saying that it can be a half kazayas of one and half of the other, because hetem et stadef le'isser. But in fact, he does hold hetem et stadef le'isser when it comes to chometz or pesach as well. Again, according to Rashi, hetem et stadef le'isser, even if they're not blended together. So according to Rashi, in other words, Zeiri is telling us, and the Gemara is telling us, that if a person were to eat a half kazayas of matzah and a half kazayas of chometz at the same time, then he'd be chayiv, even though the chometz and the matzah are not blended at all, right? They're separate pieces. According to Tosfos and everybody else, you would still have to have that the chometz is blended in together with the matzah. Okay. So we're saying apparently Zeiri is going like Rebbe Eliezer, who darshins kol. Actually, Rashi mentions a few lines earlier that maybe even according to the Rabbanon, you could say maybe they don't douch in the word kol, but they would douch in the word vichol. And by the Nazir, it says vichol mishras anavim. But Rashi says that doesn't work because later on when we talk about tam ki'ikr, and we're going to mention about Nazir versus other Isurim, only by the Nazir does it say V'chol, not the other ones. So therefore, we have to say we have two opinions over here. We have Rabbi Yochanan saying only by the Nazir, and not because of Kol or V'chol, but because of Mishras, because the Torah tells us that if the Nazir soaks it, according to Zeiri, rather, we're going according to Rabbi Eliezer and learning from Kol, and therefore Hetem et Stadef le'Isur by other Isurim Shabbat Torah as well. We're not talking about the Vav. We're talking about, yeah. Okay. Yosef Rav Dimi v'ka'amal ala hoshmaita. Rav Dimi now was sitting and saying over Rav Yechanan's statement that only by Isurei Nozir do we say hetem et stadef le'isur. Amalei Abaya l'Rav Dimi. So Abaya asked Rav Dimi v'chol Isurin Shabbat Torah ain hetem et stadef le'isur. You're telling me that by all the other Isurim Shabbat Torah, we don't say heter combines together with the Isur? V'hatnan, I'll give you a Mishnah from Masechta Tevul Yoyim that says something to the contrary. The Mishnah describes there, ha-mikpah shal truma. Suppose you have a mikpah is like a thick kind of porridge, like a thick kind of food, like of the consistency of baby food or something. So if the Rashi describes it going daisa, like porridge, exactly that. So if the body of it is of truma, so you took wheat, let's say, and ground it up and made it into this mikvah of truma, vashum vashem and shochulin, then you put in it garlic and oil of chulin in order to flavor it. And now, if a tvul yom touches truma, he makes it pasul. So if a tvul yom touches b'miktsasan, any part of it, pasul as kolon, then he pasuls the whole thing, because we say the garlic and the oil are bottled to the mikvah. So therefore, in effect, the whole thing is considered truma, and therefore any part of it he touches, then it comes out he was metame truma, and now it's pasul. It's pasul in the sense, as we've learned in the first parak, it's only a shlishi of the truma. It can't be metame other food, but it itself is tame, and you're not allowed to eat it. You would have to burn it. On the other hand, hamikbah shel cholin, but if it's the other way around, most of the mikbah was made out of cholin, wheat or whatever, vashum vashemen shel truma, the garlic and the oil that were in it were truma, the nagot tvul yom miktsasan, if then a tvul yom touches part of it, loy posel elamokam magoi bilvad, then he passels only the area that he touched. So now we ask about that. We understand why if he touch why most of it, if he touches it, it's not a problem, because the question is not why the whole thing is not possible. Obviously, it's not, because the truma and whatever is a mute. But makam magoy amai psula, why should even the place where he touched even be possible? Even though the part that he touched was the truma oil or garlic, habat lilahu tavlin beroiv. Aren't those spices bottle beroiv? Now, this is truma we're talking about, Rashi points out. We do have the concept with truma. You need 100 times as much cholin to be mevatel it. But at this point, we're assuming, for purposes of the question, that whole concept is only dirabanan. Daraisa, in general, we say things can be bottle, chad betray, one in two. Because we say achri rabim lahatos, and that applies to bitol as well. So on a daraisa level, the oil and the garlic ought to be bottle. So there shouldn't even be a problem with the tvul yom touching it, because most of it is cholin. So why should it be usur at all? Tosfos again learns differently. Tosfos says that before we were talking about, when we started talking about hetem and stadaf leisur, we were talking about, again, when they're blended together. Here we're talking about where the oil and the garlic are gathered together in one place. So the question would be, but you don't have a kabetza of them, and if you don't have a kabetza, as we've learned before, then it's only mekabel tuma d'rabanan. So why are we saying that it should be tomei at all? It should be bottled to the rest of the mikvah. And the Omer Rabbi Baba Chana, and Rabbi Baba Chana says, and in fact, in a different Gemara, when it brings this, it adds that it's Rabbi Baba Chana in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, which means that then we're going to point out that Rabbi Yechanan seems to be contradicting himself. Matam, what's the reason why indeed we say that the shum and that the oil and the garlic do still retain their identity, and they are considered truma, and therefore we're saying that if the tevul yom touches it, he passes it. Hoyol v'zor loikalein, because ice. The reason is because actually it still is considered truma, to the extent that if a zor ate a kazayis of it, he would be chayev malchus, or actually even misvidei shemayim. In other words, we thought, Rashi explains, that we thought, for purposes of the question, that this concept of meduma, of truma mixed into cholin and not being bottle, is dirabanan. Now we're saying, no, it's actually daraisa. So therefore, on a daraisa level, you don't have 100 times as much mikvah as oil and garlic. Therefore, the oil and the garlic are not bottle. So therefore, so relative to a zor eating it, which still has its identity as truma. Therefore, relative to truma also, it still has its identity as truma. So fine, we're not going to say it passels the whole thing. But nevertheless, we're going to say he passels the area where he touched the oil or the garlic that he touched. Meduma means mixed in. So if you have truma mixed into cholin, if you have 100 times as much cholin, then the truma is bottle. But here you have less than 100 times as much, and we're saying therefore the truma still keeps its identity on a daraisa level. So therefore, so we're saying, so it's so much so that a Zor would actually get Malkus for eating it because he's eating Truma and he's a Zor and he's not allowed to. Therefore, it has its identity also as far as Truma. So maybe not to the extent where it's going to passel the entire mikvah, but at least to the extent where the part that he touched, the oil or the garlic that he touched, is going to become tame and also to eat. Now when we say that a zur would be getting malchus for eating a kazayas of it, what do you mean he didn't eat a kazayas of truma necessarily? We could be talking about a case where he ate enough of the mikvah that there is a kazayas of truma, but we don't necessarily have to assume that. When we use the expression zur loikalein kazayas, it sounds like it means that if he eats only a kazayas of the mikvah, even though there's far less than a kazayas of oil and garlic in there, nevertheless he's chayav malchus. Now, on what grounds would he be chayav malchus? So what would be the scenario? Lav mishum de hetem etstadef leisur. It must be because hetem etstadef leisur, and therefore we say, in other words, that the kezias is partly mikvah, which is cholin, partly oil and garlic, which is truma, and the fact that he ate a kezias of it, and there is some truma in there, is enough for the rest of it to have the identity of truma as well, and therefore he gets malchus for the whole kezias. So you see that hetem etstadef leisur by truma as well. What are you telling me that Rabbi Yochanan says hetem etstadef leisur only by nazir? So Tosfa says, I mean, if you're going to say that if he had gathered together a kazayas of it, then he'd be chayav malchus. Come on, that's not the normal way of eating a mikveh where you pick out the oil and the garlic and you eat it. Yeah. So the answer is, Rabbi Dimi answers loy. My kezias, what do we mean when we say that he gets malchus if he eats a kezias? Means the ikka kezias b'chdei achilas pras. Means that if he ate a pras of it, which a pras, we had a machloikas in Erevin, whether a pras is 3 or 4 kebetza, and in fact, you have a machloikas we've shown him, and the result is there's a machloikas about it in Shulchan Aruch as well, whether a pras is the size of 3 or 4 eggs. So in each case, we're machmir as appropriate. Yeah, but the point is, so if you ate 3 or 4 eggs of this mikvah and there was enough oil and garlic in it where it makes up a kezias within a pras of it. So again, if we say that a kezias, you have a machlokas also how a kezias relates to a kebetza, but with one opinion in Shulchan Aruch is that a kezias is half of a kebetza. So that would mean, in other words, that if you have let's say, for example, the Rambam writes that the Rambam writes that it's three kebetzas. Rashi over here writes that it's 4. So let's say if we say it's 4, then it would mean so you have a kezias in kedei achilas pras means that the shum and the shemen make up 1/8 of the mixture. So every time you eat a pras, 4 eggs size of the mixture, you're eating a kezias of the oil and the garlic. So he's saying that's why a person would be chayav malchus. Not just the way he ate a kezias of the mikvah like we assumed originally. He ate 8 kezesim of it. But of those 8 kezesim, one of them was oil and garlic, which is truma. 1 out of 8. 1 out of 8, that's what we're saying. Because they're all together. Yeah, because the oil and the garlic are mixed in throughout the mikvah. So yeah, so that would be when we so again, Abaya had assumed in the question that when Rabbi Baba Chana says because zor loika alein b'kezayis, it sounds like it means that a zor gets malchus for eating 1 kezayis of this mikvah. And the question is, how could he be chayav for eating 1 kezayis of it when most of it is chulin? And the answer is we're saying because and that would force us to say that hetem etstadef leisur. So no, Rav Dimi is saying no. The reason is because he ate kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. He didn't eat one kezayis. He ate 8 kezesim, and of those 8 kezesim, one of them was a total of 1 kezayis was oil and garlic of truma, and therefore as a zor he gets malchus for eating that. Again, according to the Rambam, that a pras is 3 beitzim, he paskins according to the opinion in Eruvin that it's 3, then it would be 1 out of 6. Same idea, in other words. Yeah. No, I mean the town. You know, we might say therefore that the spices, even if there was a possibility of the spices being bottled, we would say they're not because there's something important in the dish. Fine, but in any case, here we don't need that because there anyway isn't 100 times as much cholin as truma, and we're anyway saying therefore the truma still keeps its identity. Okay, So the question is, so Abaye says, so what, this concept of eating a chazayis b'chdei achilas pras is actually daraisa? When we say that you're, and you're saying that you could get malchus for it, the answer is amalei ein. So Rav Dimi says yes. So then Abaye asks, well, now let's go back to our Mishnah, or actually the Braisa that we quoted yesterday, and Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, where we said that Kuta Chabavli and the various other things that we mentioned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says that a person is Chayiv Malkus for eating them on Pesach. The Chum says he's not Chayiv Malkus. So then, if that's the case, if we're saying Kazayas Bechdei Achilas Pras is also and is Daraisa, then why would the Chachamim be disagreeing? We said the Chachamim don't darish in the word kol, but when you're eating Kuta Chabavli, you also have, there's enough breadcrumbs in there to be Kazayas Bechdei Achilas Pras, and yet the Chachamim are saying that he's not Chayiv Malkus. So therefore, you see that at least according to the Chachamim, you don't say that Kedzayis Bechdei Achilas Pras is also Daraisa. It might be also Darabanan, fine, but Darabanan doesn't get you Malkus. So therefore, so back to our case of the mikpah over here, that would mean that you're not getting, that person's not getting Malkus for eating Kazayas Bechdei Achilas Pras of it either, according to the Chachamim. The only way for him to be Chayev would be if he actually ate a Kazayas of Isser. And how would he be eating a Kazayas of Isser? Only if we say Heter Mitzdaref L'Isser. So what are you telling me? That Rabbi Yochanan says that Heter is not Mitzdaref L'Isser only by Nazir. This is a Abaye's question. That's what we're asking. According to the Rabbanan, you're not chayev by Kota Chabavli. So why are we saying, why do we have a Stam Mishnah, which seems to be according to everybody, that you are, and we have Rabbi Baba Chana in the name of Rabbi Yochanan explaining that a Zor gets Malkus for eating a Kazayas of this mikvah? It can only be because Heter Mitzdaref L'Isser. Because if we said that it's because he ate Kazayas Bechdei Achilas Pras, we would apply the same logic to Kota Chabavli, and we would say that both the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer should be agreeing that a person gets Malkus for eating Kota Chabavli on Pesach. So Rav Dimi says back, Elamai, so what are you going to answer? Mishum de hetem et stadif le'isser. Okay, so what are you going to say? You're arguing that it shows that we have to say hetem et stadif le'isser in these cases as well. Soif, amai pligur abanan alei de Rabbi Eliezer b'kota chabavli. Nu, you'd still have to ask then why the Chachamim are arguing with Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, even if you say hetem et stadif le'isser and you're getting malchus for only one kazayas, same thing. Then you should say the rest of the kurtach, the sour milk that's in there, should combine together with the breadcrumbs hetem et stadif le'isser, and we would say that a person eats a kazayas of the kurtach habavli, then he's getting malchus. So either way, so Rav Dimi says to Abaye, it's not like you can understand the machlokas of the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer any better according to your shita than according to mine. In fact, Tosfos actually takes out this part because why would Abaye even bring up the question if he knows that the question could be asked equally well on him? Ella, so no, Rav Dimi says no. The reason you're trying to bring a proof from Kuta Chabavli, that's not a valid proof. Hanach l'Kuta Chabavli de lesbe kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. As a matter of fact, leave aside the matter of Kuta Chabavli, because you never have that you're eating kazayis of it b'chdei achilas pras. Why not? Because Kuta Chabavli is a dip. So how are you eating it? If you're talking about that you eat it all by itself, where a person just swallows down Kuta Chabavli as is, but ladaita, it's a koladam. Then such a thing, it's not a normal way of eating. So therefore it wouldn't be considered eating such that he should be chayev for it. There is a different explanation actually. Now Rashi is saying that he wouldn't be chayev for it. Not everybody agrees with that. In fact, there's a Gemara in Nazir, because we're talking about over here about Nazir, this Gemara almost word for word is brought in Masech to Nazir as well, this whole sugya, and Tosfos over there disagrees. What do you mean he wouldn't be chayev because botla daita etzachlodim? The fact is it is edible. So Tosfos learns over there, no, what it means is that we're not going to deal with such a case because it's so unusual that therefore we don't have to deal with such a case in halacha. If he did it, he might be chayev. But when we talk about eating Kuta Chabavli and a person being chayev, we're not talking about a weird case like that where he gulps down a whole kazayas of it. Well, that's the point. It might make him sick. In other words, right. So therefore, a person wouldn't do that. Yeah, we said at the beginning of the parak that it's not good for your health anyway. Yeah, and the imishter kashoter v'ochel, and if you're talking about continues of dimi, if you're talking about that you eat the kutach in the normal way where you dip food into it, mishter kashoter means dipping food, less bekazayis b'chdeachelas pras, then you're not eating kazayis b'chdeachelas pras. So that's why Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim are arguing, because the fact is that the fact is you're not, there's no way to be eating a kazayis of b'chdei achilas pras, because either if you're gulping it down, then that's not considered achila, or we're not even dealing with such a case. If you're dipping into it, you don't have kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. That's why the Chachamim say you're potter. Meanwhile, Rebbe Eliezer is learning from the word kol that even in that case, a person is chayiv. But here we're talking about mikpah. Here we're talking about a food that a person can eat, regular amount. You can eat mikvah by itself. So now we don't have to say that it's a matter of heter mitzdaref leiser. We can say that yes, he is eating kazayis b'chdei achilas pras, and that's what makes him chayev as a zur for having eaten truma. That's the point. That's the point Rav Dimi is saying. You Abaya are trying to argue that they should be the same thing. If we see by Kota Chababli that the Chachamim are pattering him, then that shows that we don't hold of Kazayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. So Rav Dimi is telling him, no, because by Kota Chababli, you don't eat a Kazayis Bechdei Achilas Pras of it. By the way, there's an interesting side thing that comes of this. You know, there's a lot of areas in halacha where the concept of eating a kazayis or drinking a revius b'chdei achilas pras or whatever comes up. One of them is in connection with the halachas of brachas, whether you make an after bracha after eating or drinking something. So there's an interesting discussion among the achronim about the question of tea and coffee. You don't drink them fast enough. You drink them slow because they're hot. So you don't necessarily finish a cup of it b'chdei achilas pras or b'chdei shi'as revius or whatever. Would you make a bracha achrona on it? That's similar to what we're saying over here about Kota Chababli, that if you're going to end up eating a whole kazayis of the breadcrumbs in it, it's not going to be b'chdei achilas pras because you're only dipping food in it and eating it gradually. And well, not meaning being mevatel necessarily, but at least we're not going to say it doesn't combine together, because by the time you finish eating a kazayis of the breadcrumbs, it's much more than kedei achilas pras. It's much more than the time it would take to eat a pras of bread or kotach or whatever. Yeah. Well, that's the question. In other words, that's the question. Since when it comes to drinks, you have that. When it comes to drinks, you have a much shorter amount of time in which you have to drink a revius to be chayiv in a bracha, achrona. And by coffee, you don't, because you sip it. Tea, the same thing. So there is an argument among some of the achronim argue that for that reason you don't make an after bracha on tea and coffee. Yeah, if you put a lot of milk or whatever into it and you just drink it, then you just drink it down quickly, then of course there's no problem, right? Yeah. Okay. Onward. Esve. So Abaya says to Rav Dimi, okay, so now we have, now it's clear what our machloikas is. I hold that the concept of kazayis b'chdei achilas pras is only drabanan. You're holding it's daraisa. Therefore, you're saying in the case of the mikpah that your person is able to be chayav malchus for eating a pras of the mikpah because there's a kazayis of oil and garlic mixed into it, because it's at least 1/6 or 1/8 or whatever of the mixture. And meanwhile, I, Abaya, am saying that no, it can't be that. The only reason to be mechayev him must be because hetem etzadaf leiser, and that shows that hetem etzadaf leiser by other things in the Torah, not just by nazir, like Rabbi Yechanan says. So the Gemara continues, Eisve. So by that's what I'm saying. By nazir, there's a special limit from Mishras, but not anywhere else. So by nazir, yeah, we would say if a nazir has bread and grapes together or bread soaked in wine, then he'd be chayev. But not necessarily would that not according to Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Dimi is telling us that Rabbi Yechanan would say the Gemara started off by saying Rabbi Yechanan says it doesn't apply to other isurim, and Rabbi Dimi is defending that position. So in the case of the mikvah, what makes it that the zor would be chayev for eating it only if he eats kazayis b'chdei achilas pras? Whereas Abaya is saying that no, apparently he's chayev even for only eating a kazayis of it. To be chayev for kazayis b'chdei achilas pras is only d'rabanan, because after all, d'araisa it should be bottle. So therefore, if you're telling me that the zor can be chayev for eating it, that must mean that hetem etzadaf le'isur also by truma, not like Rabbi Yechanan. So the Gemara continues, Esve. So Abaya says to Rav Dimi, I have another contradiction to you. A braisa says shteik deiris. If you have two pots, achas shel cholin va'achas shel truma, one of cholin, one of truma, v'lefnein shtei meduchos. In front of them, you have two mortars which are used to grind up spices. Achas shel cholin va'achas shel truma. One mortar contains cholin, the other one contains truma. V'naflu elu l'seich elu. And then the spices fell into the pots. We don't know which one was which. Did the cholin spices fall into the cholin pot and the truma ones into the truma pot or not? Mutarin. So we say it's mutar. In other words, therefore, the cholin pot, the azor is still able to eat it without having to worry that there might be spices of truma in there. Shani oimet truma l'secha truma nafla, v'cholin l'secha cholin nafla, because we can say that the truma fell into the truma and the cholin into the cholin. We had a similar concept in the first perek when we had cases over there involving two houses. One had been checked for chametz and one not, and a mouse went into where one mouse took chametz and one mouse took matzah, and they went into them, and we don't know which one went into which one. So we can say the truma spices fell into the truma pot and the cholin spices into the cholin pot. Now, we could be talking about over here where you have enough spices that it would be kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. You know, it's not like, for example, let's say we're talking about spices like pepper or something where you only put in a tiny amount. Spices for this purpose could include things like garlic or whatever where you put in a substantial amount. And v'i amet kezayis bechdei achilas pras daraisa. Now, if you, Rav Dimi, are telling me that the whole concept of kezayis bechdei achilas pras is daraisa, amai aminin shani oimet truma l'seichola, how can we assume that the truma fell into the truma and the chulin into the chulin? It's a suffic daraisa, and a suffic daraisa, you got to be machmir. Yeah. Omalei hanach l'trumas tavlin dirabonon. So Rav Dimi answers him, set aside truma of spices, that is only dirabanan. Now, we've talked about before, everybody agrees that truma of grain, grapes, and olives is daraisa. Everybody also agrees that truma of vegetables and spices and things like that is dirabanan. So machlokas who showing him, what about other kinds of fruits? Let's say, for example, apples or peaches or whatever, whether those are chayiv in truma daraisa. The Rambam, I think, says that all of them are, and Rashi and other Rishonim say that it's only grain, grapes, and olives. I may have that backwards. Whatever it is, everybody agrees that spices is only dirabanan. Well, since it's only truma dirabanan, then therefore you can be mekel. It's a suffix dirabanan, therefore you can be mekel. Yeah, because daraisa, you don't have to take truma from spices at all. Which Tosfos asked the question in that case, then when we had the case of the mikvah before, we were talking about garlic. Garlic is it's also dirabanan. So why have we been insisting all this time that we're talking about daraisa or not? So Tosfos just says, yesh l'chalik, we can draw a distinction. Tosfos doesn't explain what the distinction is. Maybe because over there we're talking about truma v'tara, so therefore we treat it differently. But whatever the case, the point is, Rav Dimi says, or maybe because there he definitely touched it, and the question is only whether we're going to say that the whole mikvah becomes possible as a result of it, whereas over here we're saying it's only a suffix whether the spices of truma even fell into the pot of cholin or not. Whatever the case, the point is, so therefore, sort of, Dimi says you have no proof from that case, because there actually we're talking about a suffix dirabanan. When we're dealing with the question of kezayis bechdei achilas pras, we're talking daraisa. So therefore, spices have nothing to do with that. I forgot to mention, by the way, Rashi mentions, as far as when we said before about Kodach HaBavli, that you don't eat it, Kazayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, Rashi mentions the same thing is also true as far as another thing that we had on the Mishnah, Shechar HaModi, the beer made from Modai. So Rashi explains, it's true you're drinking it by itself, but inevitably when you're drinking beer, you can't drink this now. There's only so much of it you can drink one after the other. Inevitably, you take a break in between. And also, Bechlal, Rashi says, even Sheikhar Amadi, as we learned at the beginning of the Perek, is not completely made from barley. It's not completely made from barley malt, like our beer nowadays. It's mostly made from dates, and they put in some barley juice, some barley water into it. So therefore, you don't have a Kazayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. Okay. Anyway, so getting back to the Gemara over here again, sort of Dimi says, yes, there you have a case where we're not worried about Kazayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, but that's because the whole truma that we're talking about is Derabanan to begin with. Esve, so Abaya says, okay, in that case, I have another contradiction. another braisa, shtei korpus, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. If you have two baskets, one of and baskets over here means of grain, for example, where grain definitely is chayiv in truma daraisa, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma, one of chulin, one of truma, v'lefnein beis se'in, in front of them are two se'in, two larger baskets, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma, one of chol and one of truma, v'naflu elu l'seichelu, and the smaller baskets fell into the larger ones. Mutarin, so we say it's mutar. So we say it's mutar. Shani oimer chol and l'seich chol and nafla truma l'seich truma nafla, for the same reason, because we can say that the chol and fell into the chol and the truma into the truma. Again, because that's the thing. That's Abaye is asking if it's suffik daraisa, how can we say such a thing? If you're saying that kezayis bechdei achilas pras is daraisa, amaya minin shani omer, then how can we make it like that? Now Tosfos points out that since we're trying to figure out something which is on a daraisa level, why don't we just say, because look, daraisa, it's bottle b'roiv. And then you don't have an issue anyway. Tosfos says, because we could be talking about over here that even if it's min b'she'enei minoi, there's a difference. When we say that something is bottle b'roiv daraisa, we mean min b'minoi. For example, wheat falling into wheat. But let's say over here you had the smaller baskets were wheat and the larger ones were barley, or vice versa. And they got, or let's say actually, in that case, actually wheat and barley you could pick out. That Tosfos says, let's say we're talking about flour, wheat flour and barley flour, let's say. We're there. There's no way of telling them apart. So it's min b'she'enei minoi. So it wouldn't be bottle even on a daraisa level. So therefore, so what are you telling me? We're able to assume that the cholin fell into the cholin, and therefore zorim can eat it, and the truma fell into the truma. If here we're talking about something, here we're talking about something which is truma daraisa. So he answers amalei. So Dimi answers him. You know what? This case is talking about truma nowadays, which is only drabanan. Now, what does that mean? You have a machlokas rishonim, whether that is correct. You have different gemaras in different places that discuss this point of whether truma nowadays is daraisa or drabanan. One way of understanding it is nowadays means after the korban. Another way of understanding it, which is the Rambam's way, is that it means even in the time of the second Beis Mikdash, because Truma is Daraisa only when Kol Yeshveh Aleha, only when all or most of the Jewish people live in Eretz Yisrael, and already in Ezra's times, the beginning of the second Beis Mikdash, it wasn't like that. Most Jews lived in Chutz La'aretz. They didn't then come back from Bavel. And then you have the Ravid over there on the Rambam disagrees and says that Truma even nowadays is Daraisa. So actually, the Noisa Kalim and the Rambam point out that one of the Rambam's proofs can be from this Gemara over here, where the Gemara is saying as an obvious fact that Truma Bismanazer is only the Rabbanon. On the other hand, the Ravid might argue that this Gemara is not meant Aliba de Hilchse. This is Rav Dimi arguing, but not, fine, his opinion is the Rabbanon. Not necessarily would that be the last word on the subject. Lamaisa in Shulchan Aruch, I think it says that the halacha is that it's drabanan, which is negeya as far as these various dinim of bittul and other such things. The Rama brings the opinion of the Ravid that it's daraisa. Okay, fine. So, no, it's Israel. Obviously, it becomes very relevant to know, right? Yeah. Okay. So the bottom line is so Abaye has not been able to schlug up Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi's understanding in the end is that kezayis bechtei achilas pras is daraisa. Abaye is still saying that it's only drabanan. And therefore, in turn, that affects the question whether we say hetem etstadif leisur by other isurim shabbatora. According to Rabbi Yechanan, no. And that would mean by the case of the mikpah, the reason why we're saying that a zor would get malchus for eating it is only if he eats a pras of it, and within that there's a kezayis of oil and garlic of truma. Whereas according to Abaye, it would be enough that he ate a kezayis of it, and therefore he's already chayev because hetem etzadif leisur. Okay. So now let's go back to, again, we started by saying that Rabbi Yochanan had said that by a nazir, we definitely say hetem, it's not a fleisir, because of the word mishras. So now the question is, v'hai mishras l'hoch Yehuda asa? You're telling me that the word mishras comes to teach us hetem instead of the iser. Haimi barle lechidatanya. We need the word mishras for a different drasha that we learn in a brayz. A mishras litin tam keiker. It means a different concept, not hetem instead of the iser, but tam is like the iker. Just the taste of an iser is considered like the actual body of the iser. Meaning, shame shara novim b'mayim. Even let's say, for example, you soak grapes in water. A person soaked grapes in water. The yeshban tam yayin, and the water now has the taste of grapes in it. So nevertheless, chayev, he would be chayev for eating a kazayis of that water. Now Rashi explains it's not a matter of hetem etzadaf leiser. Hetem etzadaf leiser would be that you have some heter and some iser. Again, according to Rashi, they don't have to be. Combined together, they just have to be next to each other. But here, you don't have any issue at all. All you have is the flavor of it, and still we say that the water is usur. The whole thing becomes usur. Now, this is a concept. You have a concept in halacha called chaticha nasis nevela. It comes up in Hilchos Taharuvos, where you say, for example, let's say you have a piece of meat that absorbed milk. We say that the whole piece becomes as if it was nevela, and now to be mevatel, that it wouldn't be enough to have in the pot 60 times as much of the milk. You'd have to have 60 times as much as that one piece itself. It's called chaticha nasas nevela. So Rashi holds that is an outgrowth of tam ke'ikr. And if we're saying over here in our Gemara that tam ke'ikr is daraisa, then it means that chaticha nasas nevela would also be daraisa. Again, the many other Rishonim who disagree with Rashi about hetem etzadaf leiser, they also disagree on this point. And they say that tam ke'ikr just means that if you have the flavor of a kezias of iser, absorbed into something else, then a person can be chayav malchus for eating that because there's the flavor of a kezias of iser in it. But we wouldn't say chaticha nas nevela. We wouldn't say the whole piece itself that it was absorbed into becomes usur. That's two different ways of understanding the sugya over here and various other sugyas. It's not just here. You have sugyas about it in Chulin. You have it in different places in Shas and Nazir as well. Again, you have the sugya almost word for word in Nazir. So you have different Rishonim that disagree with Rashi. Again, we had at the beginning of the sugya, for example, we mentioned that Tosfos had a couple of questions on Rashi's understanding of Za'iri. And throughout the sugya, they point out various difficulties with Rashi's explanation and various considerations that the Baal HaMorah, for example, has a long discussion about it on the Rif. The Ramban has a long response to the Baal HaMorah, etc. Yeah, okay. And we cannot the don l'chola tora kula. And continues the Braisa, from this we can learn to all other dinim in the Torah that tam should be keiker. That again, even if you only have the tam of something of an iser, that it makes the whole thing also. And we can learn like this: uma nozer she'en isure iser olam madacha nozer, which is not an isur forever, it's only for as long as he's a nazir. The ein isure isur hana, and there's no isur hana. A nazir is allowed to have hana from grapes or wine or what have you. He's just not allowed to eat it. For example, we had an eruv in that you can use wine, that a nazir can use wine to make his eruv tchumen. Because even though he can't drink it, other people could drink it. The yesh heter the isurai, and there is a heter for it in the sense that Rashi explains he could go to a chacham and be matur neder. Tosfos has a bit of a different explanation, and it means that not all grapes are always going to be also. Eventually, you're going to have grapes that grow after his nezirus is over, which are going to be mutter. So unlike, for example, other isurim, which continue to go on. And yet, even though the nazir has all those kulos, also by tam ke'ikr, yet the Torah is telling us tam ke'ikr by him. So then, kilayim, so for example, kilayakerim, where it has chumras compared to that, she isurei isur olam, kilayakerim is also forever. Once you plant wheat and grapes together, everything is also forever. The isurei isur hana, and it is also hana. The ein heter the isurei. There's no way of being matur it because you can't be matur neder. Or as Tosfos says, even long afterwards, it remains also. Even what continues to grow from that grapevine or from that stalk of grain is going to be also forever. Ain't a din shiyasa tam ke iker. How much more so that tam should be like the iker? V'hu adin la orla b'shtayim. And then when it comes to orla, you can use the same kal v'chomer, but there you only have two out of the three things. Now you don't have orla is also b'hana. It's also within the 3 years. There's no way to be matter it. Fine, you can't say that you can't say that it's also forever because not orla is only also for 3 years. Which actually, again, Tosfos asks the question that the fact is the fruit that grew during the years of Orla is also forever. Anyway, the point is that Orla is not as stringent as Kalaya Kerem, but still it has true chumras over Nazir, and therefore if we're saying by Nazir tam keiker, then how much more so Orla? So the bottom line is that we're learning from the word mishras this concept of tam keiker. So how is Rabbi Yechanan using it to teach us? To teach us heter mitzdara fleiser. Those are two different issues. Again, according to Rashi, heter mitzdara fleiser means when they're not actually combined together, they're just next to each other, as opposed to tam ke'iker would tell us when the tam is absorbed into it, then the heter actually becomes isur, chaticha nasas nevela. And according to everybody else, the vote would be that hetem etzadaf la'isr, when you have the mamoshus of it combined together, you have, for example, the mamoshus of the grapes or of the wine in the bread, and you have tam ke'ikr, even when there's no mamoshus, even when there's only a flavor of it. So what are we? So how are we learning hetem etzadaf la'isr from it? The answer is homani rabbanon. The answer is this braisa that you just quoted is according to the rabbanon. Now Rabbi Yechanan holds like Rabbi Akiva, who holds differently. Now, so we have to figure out, hey, Rabbi Akiva, where do we see that Rabbi Akiva says differently on this? Do you mean a statement of Rabbi Akiva in a Mishnah in Masechta Nazir? The Tnan Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nazir Sheshara Pita B'Yayin. Rabbi Akiva says that if a Nazir dipped bread in wine, V'yeshba L'tzarev K'dei Kazayis, and there's enough to combine together a kezayis chayev, and you would say that shows that Rabbi Akiva holds that hetem etzadaf leiser. But who says umimai dumi pas umiyayin? Who says that Rabbi Akiva means if there's a combined kezayis together of bread and wine is enough to be mechayevim? Duma miyayin lechudei. Maybe it means if it's only wine by itself. So the chiddush would be, even though the wine is absorbed into the bread and you don't have it be'ein anymore, nevertheless he'd be chayev. But where do you see that Rabbi Akiva is saying that even if you only had a half kezayis of wine and a half kezayis of bread, and you may even have that not all of the bread absorbed the wine, and we would still say hetem etzadaf leiser, where do you see Rabbi Akiva saying any such thing? So you would say if there's a kezayis of wine there by itself, then what's the chiddush? Of course he's chayev. What we would say is hok mashmalon the afagav the taruvus, even though it's mixed in with, even though it's not be'ein, it's absorbed into the bread, he'd still be chayim. But we could say that Rabbi Akiva is saying that that's the chiddush, even though it's aliyday taruvus, that he's still chayim. Where do you see that Rabbi Akiva would say from that hetem etzadaf leiser that if you had, for example, again, he's talking about a case where you dip bread in wine, that doesn't necessarily mean, let's say, if you had, for example, grapes and bread that a person ate half of one and half of the other, like Rashi says, that's the definition of hetem etzadaf leiser, that we would say he's chayev as if he ate a whole kezayis that he'd be chayev as if he ate a whole kezayis of grapes. So where do you see that Rabbi Akiva says hetem etzadaf leiser? Ela Rabbi Akiva de Braisa. Rather, we can say it's Rabbi Akiva's opinion in the Braisa. Nozer sheshara pita b'yayin. If a nozer dips bread in wine, v'ocho kezayis mi pas umiyayin, and he eats a kezayis combined of the bread and of the wine, chayev. So then he would be chayev. Now, so Rashi explains again. Given that the Chachamim hold tam keiker, they would hold if the entire piece of bread got. If wine was absorbed into the entire piece of bread, sure, they would say chaticha nasas nevela, and therefore they'd be mechayev him anywhere on the grounds of tam ke'ikr. But we're talking about over here that, let's say, not the entire bread was soaked up with wine. So now you have this part of the bread that was soaked with wine and part of it that's not. So we would say, according to the Chachamim, only the part that was soaked with wine counts towards the kezayis. Therefore, if you have less than a kezayis there, then you're not mechayivim. Rabbi Akiva would be adding and saying that hetim, it's not a fleiser, and therefore the part of the bread that wasn't soaked also counts towards the kezayis, and therefore he's chayiv. So we see from that braisa that yes, Rabbi Akiva holds that hetim etzad of leiser. So Rabbi Yochanan, when he learns from that, from the word mishras, is going according to Rabbi Akiva. The braisa that we talked about before, of tam keikur, would be according to the Chachamim. Again, according to the other Rishonim, the distinction would be that hetim etzad of leiser, when they are embedded one in the other, like for example, bread soaked in wine, mixed together, and tam keikur would be even if there's no actual mamashus of the iser, only the tam of a kezayis of iser that's now absorbed into the mixture. You have to be right. Yeah. Okay. So the question is, Rabbi Akiva tam keikur minale. New Rabbi Akiva, if Rabbi Akiva is using the word mishras for hetem et stadaf leiser, then where is he learning tam keiker? Now the Gemara is assuming that Rabbi Akiva agrees with the concept of tam keiker. Where does he have a pasuk to learn it from if he's using the word mishras for something else? The answer is yalach min basa b'cholav. He would learn it from basa b'cholav, where you have the meat is still as it was before; it just has the taste of milk absorbed into it. So he would say, lav taima ba'almahu, isn't it just a flavor that's absorbed into the meat? Because you don't necessarily have the mamashos of the milk in the meat. You just have the taste of it. And v'osur, and yet it's also hochanami loishna. So here it would be no different. Tam ke'ikur would be osur as well, but not from the word mishras, but based on, we would learn from basa b'cholav. Actually, the Maharam Chalava has a different explanation of it. He points out, I mean, if basar is cooked together with cholav, you have mamashos of milk in the meat. You have actual particles of milk in there. So he explains what we're talking about is, let's say you cooked milk and meat together, then you took out the meat and you just have the flavor of it in milk. The halacha is you're not allowed to drink that milk. Now, why not? There's no mamashos of the meat in it. There's only a tam of the meat. And we still say it's osur. Well, but afterwards you take out the meat. If let's say it was a lean piece of meat, so there's no fat in it. So once you take it out, there's no real mamashos. All there is left, obviously, at a molecular level, of course, there's still molecules of meat in there. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a tam. That's a tam by definition involves molecules. But we're talking about at least there's nothing visible of the meat over there anymore. Okay. Virabonon. Now, what would the Rabbanon answer to that? They would say, "Basav cholav legamin." You can't learn from basav cholav. They would say, "The chidushu," because basav cholav is a special chidush. The whole concept that it's all, the whole issur of it is something unusual that you don't find by other isurim. So you can't learn from its chomeris to other isurim. So therefore, they say we can't learn from basav cholav. So necessarily, we need to have the word mishras to teach us about tam keiker. So the Gemara asks, "Umay chidush? What exactly is the chidush by basav cholav that you say you can't learn from it? Ilema dehay lechude v'hay lechude shari uvahadi hadadi osur? Is it that basav by that meat by itself is mutter and milk by itself is mutter and only the combination is osur? So that's not such a chidush. Kilayim nami. You could say the same thing by kilayim. Kilay zroyim, kilay begodim, kilay akerim, etc. Hay lechude v'hay lechude shari uvahadadi osur. Same thing. You have other things where you have, for example, shatnez. You can wear wool by itself. You can wear linen by itself. You just can't wear the combination. So there's no more of a chidush by basa b'cholav than there is by many other mitzvahs. Ella, no. The chidush is like this. The toru like kula yoma b'chelba. If you soak a piece of meat in milk all day long, shari, then a daraisa remoto. Daraisa, it's only also if you cook them together. Now, even though if you soak the meat in milk all day, it's going to absorb some flavor. Nevertheless, it's still moto daraisa. Bashale bashuli also, only if you cook it does it become also. So that's the chidush. So that's the chiddush. Therefore, the Chachamim say, so you see, it's not really a matter of transferring taste, because then it should be also just as much if they were soaked together. The fact that it only becomes also if the taste was transferred by cooking shows that it's a chiddush, and you can't learn from that to other dinim in the Torah. Therefore, they need to learn it. Therefore, they need to learn it from Mishras. Chumis, Well, so that's the thing. According to Rabbi Yochanan, most of the time we've been talking according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, only by Isurei Nazir do we say, and in turn we're saying Rabbi Yochanan is going like Rabbi Akiva, only by Isurei Nazir do we say Hetem Mitzdarif LeIsur. Ze'iri had said it applies to other things as well when we use the drasha of Rabbi Eliezer from the word kol, that then yes, it includes chometz as well. But the Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with that. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we wouldn't say Hetem Mitzdarif LeIsur by chometz. Okay, tam ke'iku, we would say tam ke'iku in general applies. We said that applies to kol ha'tora kola. We said that we learn by a kavah chomer that if a nazir has all those kolas and we still say tam ke'iku, then the other ones also. So yeah, chometz pesach has some of those chomers as well. For example, it's also bahana. But hetem it's tarif le'isur by chometz according to Rabbi Yochanan, we wouldn't say. So again, in other words, for example, if a person were to eat a half kezias of chametz and a half kezias of matzah, then according to that, which is according to Rashi's definition of hetem mitzdarif le'isur, Rabbi Yochanan would say he's not getting malchus for it. Ze'iri would say he does. Okay. V'Rabbi Akiva nami bosu b'chol v'adai chiddushu. Knew what would Rabbi Akiva say to that? Wouldn't he have to agree that we see that bosu b'chol is quite a chiddush, and you shouldn't be able to learn from it to other things? So Gemara says you're right. Rather, we're going to say that Rabbi Akiva is going to learn tam ke'ikar from pots of goyim. Now, the Torah tells us in Parshas Matos that after the Jewish people fought against Midian and took a lot of spoils, and Elazar HaKoyen comes and tells them the dinim of Kasher and Kalim and Tovel and Kalim. So you have now they got pots that they got pots that the goyim got. Giule is Meloshin that it exudes in the particles of food that are in the walls of the pot are absorbed in, and then they exude out. They come out when you next cook food in there, and we have to kasher it. So therefore, so Rabbi Akiva would say, "Geule nochrim lav taima ba'almu." After all, there you only have a flavor that was in the walls of the pot, and now is going to come into the food that you cook in there. V'osir, and still the Torah is telling us it's osir, and therefore we have to kasher the keli first. So the same thing with other things. Tam can be ke'ikir, even though you don't have the mamoshus of the isser, only the tam of it. Right, so that's the 1 second. So we haven't talked about the 24 hours. V'rabbanan, so the Rabbanan would answer to that. Giulei nochrim nami chidushu. After all, giulei nochrim itself is a bit of a chidush. Usually we say that if something gives an off flavor, usually it would be mutter, because we learn from nevela. The Torah tells us you're not allowed to eat a nevela, you have to give it to the ger ashebisharecha or sell it to the goy. We talked about that at the beginning of the second parak of Or Masechta, whether you're allowed to sell it to the, whether you're allowed to give it to the goy or sell it to the ger toshav, etc. Anyway, the point is, since the Torah tells us you give it to them or you sell it to them, implies it has to be something that they could eat. So therefore, if it was lefgam, if it was deteriorated, then it wouldn't be osir. But over here, v'hocha osir, yet over here we're saying it's osir. Because after all, when Elazar comes and tells them the din that they have to kasher the kelim, he doesn't distinguish whether the keli was used ben yoimoy or not. He doesn't say if the keli hasn't been used in the last 24 hours, you don't need to kasher it. So the implication is they need to kasher all of them no matter what. So therefore, we're saying that nois and tam lefgam in this case would be osir. So therefore, see, you can't learn. That's a chiddush that you only find by Geul and Nochrim that you don't really find in other areas of the Torah. Therefore, the Chachamim would say you can't learn from that to everywhere else the Tam Ke'ikar. If we're going to learn Tam Ke'ikar, it has to be from Mishras by the Nazir. Ve Rabbi Akiva, what would Rabbi Akiva answer to that? He would say, Kidir of Chia Beredir of Huna. He would say, as a matter of fact, yes, there is a difference whether the pot was used in the last 24 hours, like Rav Chia Beredir of Huna says. Yeah, the Torah is only answering only if the pot was used that same day, only within that last 24 or 12 hours. Actually, Rashi, it's interesting. Rashi uses the expression "laila achas," one night, which might mean that according to Rashi, 12 hours is enough to make it nois and tam lefgam. Lemaisa, the other Rishonim disagree and say 24 hours, and that's how we have. That's where we got the halacha of ben yoimer 24 hours. But yeah, Rav Huna Breid Rav Chia. Rav Chia Breider of Huna, rather, is telling us that no, in fact, if the pot was not used in the last 24 hours, then no, you don't need to kasher it. So therefore, it's like every other case in the Torah, where nois and tam lefgam is mutter. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva would say, so there's no chiddush in it compared to anywhere else in the Torah. The Torah is telling you that when it's within 24 hours and it's still a tam l'shvach, then you have to kasher it. And therefore, we learn from that tam ke'ikar to other areas in the Torah. So hilchach lav nois in tam lefgamu. So it's not a nois in tam lefgam. So therefore, you could learn from that to other things. V'rabbanon, meanwhile, the rabbanon would answer, fine, but k'deira bas yoyim anami. Even if the pot was used within the last 24 hours, he efshed like pogma purta. Inevitably, the tam was a little bit pogum. It's not completely pogum because it hasn't lasted 24 hours, but still a little bit. So therefore, in other words, so Tosfos teaches out. In other words, the Chachamim would say that after all, then there's no reason to distinguish between ben yoyim and not ben yoyim. There's no reason to distinguish between a little bit of a tam pogum and we're becoming when it's a little bit pogum versus when it's a lot more pogum. So all of them are also. Therefore, they would say it's as we said before, it's a chiddush, and you can't learn from that to other areas in the Torah. Meanwhile, Rabbi Akiva would be saying that after all, if it's within 24 hours, it's not pogum at all. So only after 24 hours it becomes pogum, and we see that then you're allowed to use it without kasheting. So that would be so the bottom line is therefore that So the bottom line is, Rabbi Akiva would say that we can learn tam ke'iker from Geulei Nochrim, from the dinim about pots of goyim, when you need to kasher them, when you don't. Therefore, you can learn from that to kol ha'tor kola. Therefore, we don't need the word mishras by the nazir to teach us tam ke'iker, and we can use it for hetem etzadaf le'iser. The Chachamim, meanwhile, are saying you can't learn from Geulei Nochrim because the Chiddush, because we see that it's also even when it's nois and tam lefgam, according to them. Therefore, the only way you can learn tam ke'iker is from Mishras by the Nazir. Therefore, you don't have it available to teach us Hetem et Stadaf Leiser. So according to the Chachamim, you don't say Hetem et Stadaf Leiser. When Rabbi Yechanan said at the beginning of the Sugya, Hetem et Stadaf Leiser, he was talking according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that Hetem et Stadaf Leiser from Mishras. That's what we're saying. According to the Chachamim, we're using Mishras for a different concept called Tam Ke'iker. Where again, according to Rashi, the distinction is that Hetem et Stadaf Le'Isser is more, it means that even if the Heter and the Isser are not mixed together at all, they're just next to each other, is enough to be Mechayiv him. For example, like we said, a person, let's say, eats, the Nazir, let's say, eats half a kazayas of grapes and half a kazayas of bread. If we say Hetem et Stadaf Le'Isser, that would be enough to be Mechayiv him. If we say Tam Ke'iker, then you need that actually, if you say tam ke'iker, then you need that the flavor of the flavor of a complete kazayis of iser went into it. And according to the other Rishonim, it's a bit of a different distinction that hetem et stadaf le'iser would mean if they are blended together, but yeah, and you have the mamoshus of it, then it would be osur. And tam ke'iker would be even if you don't have the mamoshus, only the tam, as long as you have the tam of a kazayis of it. Okay. So we'll continue. We'll finish up the discussion tomorrow, Bez Hashem, about these various issues of Hetem et Stadaf Le'Isser and Tam Ke'iker. Yeah, it's.